KLV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national
anthem.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees.
Boy, boys and girls, here we go. Wow. What an interesting week it has been for yours truly. Christmas. Three-card Monty moving ordeal between myself, Trencher, and Trencher's ex-wife. It's been fun. Haven't really had a whole lot of time to dedicate to picking out tonight's music, but I do believe I have something that will at least satisfy some of you. Oh, my goodness. View from Vegas guys are still here there, getting their gear together. I can't believe you guys got that much bowl game talk in about 6 minutes. My lord. Yeah, there are a lot of games, and there's a whole lot of opinions to go on. These guys, if you don't listen to the View from Vegas show, you probably should check it out. If you like sports betting or anything of the ilk, definitely a show worth checking out. They're here Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Definitely check them out. My name is Chris Murphy. And this is my theme song. Wow. You know, I spent a lot of time on that theme song, and I hope you all appreciate it. My name is Chris Murphy. This is my show, the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. The goal of this show is to introduce you, hopefully, to some of the best rock and roll out there, whether it be from the 80s, 90s, 70s, or today. God, I hate it when I sound like that. Whew, I'm going to turn off the cam, basically, because no one wants to look at my retarded butt. So the year's pretty much done. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. I hope you guys all have fun stuff planned. I know myself. I will be appearing in my living room. That's what happens when you have a small brood of children like I do. But that's okay, because it's fun. You know, they all fall asleep by 10 o'clock, just enough time for me to get trashed and wake up with one of them at 6 o'clock in the morning going, I need something for breakfast. My son, God bless him. So, folks, tonight's show, there's no theme. It's just fun stuff. Hopefully there are at least some of you in the chat room. Trencher, I don't know what the hell he's doing. Trench moved into his new apartment, and I just am confused how one man can compress his entire life down into a one-room apartment and still manage to leave all of his comic books at my house. And when I say that, I'm not talking like the guy's got a shoebox full. This fucker's got like 17 of these giant long boxes that he's left at my house. And you know what? God bless him. I will find a great place to store them. If I have to, I'll put them in a lockbox. Put them in a lockbox. Put them in a lockbox. So, folks, tonight's show, it's just a collection of stuff. I mean, there's nothing, you know, no definitive theme other than just cool music for the year. First song I'm going to start off with, some Foo Fighters. It's off the newest album, Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace. It did get released this year, and in my opinion, is one of the best songs of the year. But I'm not going to do one of those tragically tacky greatest songs of the year lists. Just not my style. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Its pride, beautiful veins and bloodshot eyes. I've seen your face in another light. Why'd you have to go and let it die? Why'd you have to go?
Grohl's a genius. That was Foo Fighters, Let It Die. Probably one of the best songs of the year. If you have not picked up that album, I highly recommend it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. See, when you do that voice, you have to intrinsically leave out certain letters, preferably consonants, because if you leave out vowels, it just sounds funny. Leave out certain letters to make things work correctly. You're listening to the Power Hour. See, there's no W pronunciation in there. It's just Power Hour. It's kind of like, do you need carpeting? You don't need carpeting. You just need an analog. Punchline. One of the most underrated Tom Hanks movies ever. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the, I did it again. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour live here on LV Rocks every Tuesday night for the foreseeable future. Who knows? More shows may be coming. More shows may be going. In fact, yours truly may be doing yet another show. But I digress. Folks, you can hear me live here every Tuesday and every Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time on Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. So, anyway, hey, anybody ever heard of a little band called Real Big Fish? I know I have.
Horn standing by.
Holy shit, we're rolling.
Ready.
God bless the Real Big Fish. Oh, wow. You know, they have a song. I don't know if it's them or if it's They Might Be Giants. A song called Chainsaw Juggler. Great song. I heard it like twice, and now I can't find it. So if anybody has that song out there, listen to it for me. Or put it somewhere and link me to it and I'll download it off the interwebs. Whew. But I don't condone piracy. It's bad. Bad. Piracy is bad, even though it leads to people buying more albums. You know, more albums is a good thing. More albums like this one. We'll be right back. You know, this song has like 30 seconds left to it. But it's just this dude yelling at the kids. Might as well be screaming, "Hey, you, get off my lawn." Things like that. And then that British telephone ringing that no one other than me gets because none of you people have ever been to Britain, for the most part. So, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. That is Ray and other people in the chat room. Ray, yes, I just play music on the air, and then I say profound things about that music and things of that ilk. Every once in a while, I actually spout on some stuff about the music itself, or about the artist, or about the album. And that leads us to this. Folks, I'm going to play a track up next off of a Perfect Circle's Emotive CD. Now, the Emotive CD was really cool because it was nothing more than anti-war cover songs. That was the entire album. It was a colossal failure commercially, but it had some of the best damn music out there. Now, this next one, I don't know if I want to say music, because the entire song is all vocals, but the way it's done is so really, really well. And it's a remake of a song called Fiddle in the Drum. So take a listen. Tell me what you think. Those of you in the chat room, be patient with it and listen to how the song comes about and how the pureness of the vocals really does create a melody that you wouldn't be able to honestly do with instruments, especially the harmony that the vocals pull off. So here it is, Fiddle in the Drum, a Perfect Circle off of the Emotive CD.
And so once again, my dear Johnny, my dear friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry and I fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say I have turned like the enemies you earned, but I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you, please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, what time is this to trade the handshake for the fist? And so once again, oh, America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry and we fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you earned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you, please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of your drum.
Oh, let
You know, I always love backing stuff up. You know, finding, like, great music to front and then stuff for the back. You know, playing that that Perfect Circle track, Fiddle and the Drum, and then backing it with Led Zeppelin, I thought was truly a stroke of genius. I'm about to sneeze.
It's you!
Wow. Bless me. Well, James91 just announced done and left the chat room. I have absolutely no idea what that means, but... Wait a minute. Dude, were you jerking off during my show, and then you nut during Led Zeppelin? Well, then again, if I was going to jerk off during a podcast show, I probably would nut when Led Zeppelin hit, especially if he hit that crescendo at the end. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. And obviously, the show is great for listening and jerking off, too, all at the same time. Outstanding, isn't it? Folks, this is our last show of 2008, but it is not the last show of the Power Hour. You will find me live here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Also, you'll find me live on Spankwagon Radio from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, and that's on Fridays. Friday, by the whole seat, but you won't lady the edge. Oh, man. You know, I should probably sneak a Canis thing in here soon. You know what? I'll do that later, you know? I don't know. We'll see which one I do. Folks, this is the Power Hour. The point of this show entirely is to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to, you guessed it, play music. Can you believe that that's what I do? Now, a couple of times in this year, I've played this song, and I'm going to play it again, only because I think it's a great song, and it's one that you guys will enjoy. If you don't, kiss my ass, because I enjoy it. That was rude. I'm sorry. Please, kiss my ass, because I enjoy it. And this is where it's supposed to play. The fuck? I broke my laptop. There it is. You're listening to the Power Hour. Don't worry, I'll edit this in post.
There's nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
Yes, that is yours truly. Hey, you know, I'm going to check something out live here just because I messed with this the other day, and let's see if it works. So if you go into iTunes and into the iTunes store, as some people do, and you search for the aforementioned Spankwagon, let's see what you get here. If you search for Spankwagon, hey, there it is. There's our show, Spankwagon. Let's see. Is there anything else in there? I'm only seeing one. Well, I'm seeing one thing there. So if I hit the old subscribe button, let's see what happens. Do I want to subscribe? Yes, I hit subscribe. And it goes into my podcast. Let's look at my podcast here where they are. They're over here. And holy crap! Holy crap! Can you believe it? Under Spankwagon, if you have Spankwagon saved in your playlist, guess what? You not only get Spankwagon Radio, which is a fine, fine show, you also get Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. We are now in, holy shit, man, I'm in iTunes. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know, try not to piss myself. Wow, I can't believe I edited that right. Trench, you're in the chat room. I can't believe I actually did that. I messed with the feed burner feed, and next thing you know, now everything's in the goddamn iChat. Or in the iTunes thingy. You damn kids, get off my lawn. A wonderful thing, isn't it? Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We don't do anything behind the scenes. We say, fuck it, do it all live on the air. Isn't that cool? Finally updated. No shit, dude. I waited for 3 days for that goddamn thing. Way to go, Apple. So anyway, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. And next up on the list, as we are rapidly approaching the end of the year, I think you're going to like this. It's Everclear. I used to know a girl. She had two pairs, nipples and a black tattoo. We live on Mexican food. Yeah, I wish I could. I love that band. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We are going to swing right along into the next song of the night. I can't believe I haven't played this song before.
rumor spreading round in that Texas town. About the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
ZZ Top there. You know, I played that song and I say to myself, I do not have nearly enough facial hair. Holy crap. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, where we are live here from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. We are live every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And you can find us on iTunes. That is so awesome. You know, I play this band quite a bit, but I don't believe I've ever played this song. Folks, here you go, a little Electric Worry by Clutch. We're going to keep the little bluesy thing happening here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We'll be right back.
in the neighborhood. What a dirty mistreater, that was no good. But someday, baby, you ain't worry my life anymore. Someday, baby, you ain't worry my life anymore.
Have I told you guys how much that song reminds me of Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem? It really does. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I've got time for one more song before I get out of here for the year. It's not often you get to say that, maybe about once a year or so. Folks, I'm going to leave you with a song that I don't think anybody ever thought I would play before we do the wrap-up. We are going to listen to Shack-A-Lag by the Bay City Rollers. Here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Thank you. back's on you.
Folks,
you'll lose your
I really don't know what to say.
Your teeth.
It's been an interesting year for yours truly.
Out of its sheath, but you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie.
Luckily for me, the guys here at LB Rocks are pretty forgiving.
People you hate.
I think I may have just played the first Bay City Rollers song in LB Rocks history. Folks, I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You will find me live here every Friday from 7 to 9 and every Tuesday from 9 to 10. I just want to say thank you to the guys at Fox FM and LB Rocks who put me on the air. Also, huge thank you for the guys at iTunes for putting me on the podcast thingy there. Although that's really only my doing. And Trenchers. Folks, I also want to say huge thanks to my man Trencher, who records this show and actually listens to it every week. The poor bastard. It's been a fun and interesting day here. It's been cool. I mean, 2008's been really kind of interesting for LB Rocks and for myself. And hopefully next year it just keeps getting better.
People you hate.
I mean, it's not like it can get any worse, right? It's not like the guy who runs the station moved to a third world country and left it in the hands of myself. And Khan. And Trencher. I mean, come on, Jimmy. What were you thinking? You actually let us run the station for you? That's like literally letting the inmates not only run the assignment, but giving them the credit cards to purchase the orders each week, and we just keep hopping up on Thorazine.